Welcome to the audio introduction for Stumped. Stumped is written by Shomit Dutta and directed by Guy Unsworth. Performances run until 22nd of July, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 10 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are between £15 and £17.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of Stumped features Andrew Lancel as Harold Pinter and Stephen Tomkinson as Samuel Beckett. A game of cricket, two of the greatest playwrights, and maybe even some time for tea. Before Samuel Beckett became the playwright universally known for Waiting for Godot, he was a cricketer. He is still the only Nobel Prize winner to feature in the pages of Wisden as a first-class player. His friend and fellow Nobel Prize winner, Harold Pinter, whose best-known works include The Birthday Party and Betrayal, described cricket as the greatest thing that God created on earth. After entering through the studio door, the seating bank flanks you on your left. To be seated, you walk 7 metres to the front row, turning left, and walk 4.9 metres to the stairs. The rows are A at the front, going up to G at the top of the rake, using stairs which are 15 centimetres high and 63 centimetres in length. The rows run low to high numbers from right to left. The stage is directly in front of the seating bank. Surrounding the stage is a giant, ornate, burnished gold frame measuring 5.27 metres in length and 3.2 metres high. It is 38 centimetres in width all the way around. Looking through the frame, the set is a three-walled, ceilinged room with a false perspective. The top of the left and right walls decrease in height the further back they go, starting at 2.6 metres at the front and ending at the far back wall at 2.2 metres. The back wall is 3.9 metres in length. The walls and ceiling are painted sky blue with mottled white patches worked in softly, looking like clouds moving across the sky. The paintwork is distressed and gives the impression of an antique room. In the middle of the back wall, there is another frame, a miniature replica of the one surrounding the stage, measuring 1.6 metres in length and 82 centimetres in height. Through this frame can be seen more blue and white sky-painted wall, as if there is a never-ending room through the one we're looking at. There are three acts in the play. For each act, there is an object visible through the frame. In the first act, there is a model of an old-fashioned, white, wooden-walled cricket pavilion. In the second, this is replaced by a model of an abundant weeping willow. In the third act, there is a model of a 1950-style railway station platform. It has two red pillars holding up its white picket-fringed roof, from which hangs a red sign with Adelstrop painted on it in white letters. Beneath the sign is a timetable board on legs. In the main room of the stage, running from left to right, are old, pale wooden floorboards that are worn with time and have dirt and grime in their grains. There is a long, low, pale wooden bench, as old and worn as the floor. The front right-hand corner and back left-hand corner each have an old dark wood cricket bat leaning upright against the wall. In the front left-hand corner is an old black scoring board facing out. In white letters across the bottom is written runs, wickets and overs, with corresponding numbers above. Over the course of the play, as the match progresses, the characters flip new numbers over to update the score. At the beginning of the play, the scoreboard reads 25 runs, 2 wickets, and 9 overs. So in cricket terms, 25 for 2 off 9.
My name is Andrew Lancel, and in the play Stumped, I play the character of Harold Pinter. Even though he's never identified throughout the play, his name's never mentioned. I'm a white actor, I'm 5'10", and I'm going to tell you a little bit about my character and what I do in the play. We believe in the play is probably set in around about 1960 or 1963, but it's suitably vague. And so Harold would be in his 30s. Me, myself, I'm in my early 50s, 53 in August, but I'm assured I don't look that old. Harold is medium build, quite stocky. He's got sideburns and dark hair, and most importantly, throughout the play, he wears or takes off his glasses based on the exact ones that Harold was wearing at that age, very similar to Michael Caine in Alfie, Oliver, Goldsmith, glasses. My hair is medium length, dark. It's been cut exactly like Harold Pinter's in the 60s. Throughout the play, because of a cricketing injury, Harold has a limp of his left leg, which he occasionally forgets about. But he's certainly milking that limp throughout the play, is referred to a lot. And in the third act, he mysteriously has attained a back injury. I'm in quick cricket whites throughout the play. I appear in white socks, all set in and designed in the period of the 60s. And the shirt was actually Harold Pinter's own shirt. I put on some tennis shoes, white tennis shoes, in Act 1. But I arrive carrying a set of pads, cricket pads, which I put on fully in Act 1, briefly in Act 2. And I put on the tennis shoes, as I say, in Act 3, and stay in them for the rest of the play. Harold moves quite slowly, though it's a very physical piece, and we do end up on the floor, drunk, falling around, and being particularly stupid. From Act 2 through to the end of the play, I carry or have with me a very large, browned, authentic period leather cricket bag. In that are cricket balls, a bottle of whiskey, two china mugs, which they have clearly stolen from the pavilion, and a cricket bat, which comes out two or three times as protection or as a weapon in the play.
Hello, my name is Stephen Tomkinson. I'm 57 years old, and I'm the actor who is playing the role of Samuel Beckett in Shomit Dutta's Stumped, alongside Andrew Lansell, who plays Harold Pinter. And the play deals with these two, both Nobel Prize winning writers, who also had a, as well as their own friendship, they had a mutual love of cricket. So in this very special two-handed play, set over three acts, we join the two of them as they have got their cricket gear on, which consists of all white, so that when people are facing the red ball, there's always a white background that they're able to pick the ball out against any other colours, and it helps you see the ball better. And the play starts with Harold and Samuel when they're watching a game that they're about to go out and participate in, and Samuel Beckett has a rectangular scorebook with him during the first act. So he's watching the game intently because you can't miss a ball, because each ball has to be recorded by in terms of which bowler was bowling to which batsman, and every run has to be recorded down, and you keep the total going as the game progresses. And the second act of the play is when the game is finished and the two of them are both a little bit drunk by now, it has to be said. It's approaching midnight and they're both waiting for their lift home. And then the final act of the play is early on the next day, early in the Sunday morning, as they've failed to get a lift home, and they're both waiting at the local train station to see if there are any trains to get them back to London. When we join this play, it's set in 1964. So Samuel Beckett is like my age, really. He's in his mid-50s. He has grey hair, which is swept back from his forehead and close at the back and the sides, as was the style of the time. Different from me is that Samuel Beckett is left-handed, so I've been getting used to holding a pencil in my left hand rather than my right hand. And he bats left-handed, which I bat left-handed in real life as well, but I bowl right-handed. So they're dressed for cricket. So Beckett's wearing white leather cricket boots, white socks. He has flannel trousers with quite a large turn up, but these in the first act are tucked into his socks because he has to get his cricket pads over them, which have three big straps going to the outside of the leg. And on top of that, he has a cream shirt and a sleeveless cricketing jumper, and he also has an overcoat on. He says that he did used to be a member of the French Resistance, so he's always looking, no matter where he is, to have a very secured exit, and he likes to know how he's going to get home as soon as he's arrived somewhere. He's slightly superstitious, and especially when it comes to batting, that's where he has his most superstitions. And he and Harold Pinter are numbers 5 and 6, and Beckett was always taught at school that the next two men about to go in should have their pads on and be ready. And it's very worrying for him that Harold Pinter hasn't got his pads on yet, so it's always playing on his mind. The coat that he has on is 3/4 length, and it's grey and of a light woolen material. It's still very hot under the lights of the theatre, of course, and not something that I would choose to wear on stage. So I think I've got I've got 3 layers on in total: the coat, the sleeveless jumper, and the shirt. So it does get quite warm, and the actions of the two characters get more physical as the play progresses as well. Samuel Beckett, of course, was an Irishman. He was born in Dublin, and he lived there for quite a while until his adult life, where he lived in France. During the second act of the play, they're both Beckett and Pinter review each other's innings. So I'll give you a line of Beckett's, hopefully with the most authentic Dublin accent I can get. "Your innings was a whirlwind affair. Just 3 balls to my 20-odd, and yet it was richer in incident, deeper in consequence, broader in generic coloration.